I just want to talk to you for just 2 or 3 minutes, so I won't keep you very long, about fair trade. And my text for this really is the very well-known verse from Micah 6, 8. And I've slightly summarised in the green bit in the verses before that, because it does talk a lot about this when Micah is giving Israel a very hard time for the way they're acting. And in summary, that first bit says, whatever we give him, would he be satisfied if we did not do this? Of course not. And then the verse itself, the response is, no, he has told you what he wants. And this is all it is, to be fair, to be just, to be merciful, and to walk humbly with our God. And so that's my justification for fair trade. Can I have the other next slide? I mean, have you looked at the fair trade symbol? Do you know what it denotes? Does anybody know what it denotes? It is. Okay, I'm going to tell you then. Next slide. The blue represents the blue sky, symbolising optimism. And the green is for growth. And if you look carefully, the circle is a person's head. And the black in the middle is that person's raised arm for empowerment. Can you see that now? Keep looking and you'll see it. It takes a little while, but it's one of those things that you see two things. So together they represent the vision and values of fair trade as a modern movement. And it guarantees a better deal for the third world producers of things we take for granted. We eat, drink all the time, but we don't grow here. Next slide. I'm not going to dwell on this, but I've got 4 slides which I'm going to go through in seconds. All of them depict the volatility of commodities that we eat and drink. And the first one, of course, is sugar. The way the price goes up and down all the time. Next one, cocoa. The price goes up and down, and you love chocolate, don't you? Next one, and coffee goes up and down. And the last one, tea, goes up and down. Very difficult for poor people in small businesses to manage to keep their head above water when prices go up and down like that. Imagine if your wage was £10 one week, £100 the next week, £1 the next week. Very difficult. Okay, next one. This is Joyce. She's a sugar farmer in Malawi. And she sells her produce to a fair trade company. Next slide. And basically, when she sells that, she gets what's known as a fair trade premium. She gets extra money, which is given to support the community. And with that money, she's been able to have 2 boreholes in her village and the next village to provide clean water. Before that, in many parts of the world, women particularly had to go walk a long way just to get water every day to drink and to use for other things. So boreholes are very important. Next slide. And then the social premium is also going to pay for an electricity supply to come into their village. Again, something we take for granted. We don't worry about how we cook. We wouldn't be cooking on wooden stoves. Or sometimes we like to do that in the summer, don't we? But we don't normally. It's too inconvenient. And fridges we take for granted to keep food fresh. They'll be able to do that because the fair trade premium provides development for the community, not to mention education. Next. Joyce has a son. He's a bit older than that now. It's an old slide. And she wants something good for him when he grows up. Next slide. So what does fair trade mark guarantee on food? And not just food, but other produce as well. It gives farmers a fair and stable price for their goods. It's an opportunity to improve their lives through the fair trade premium. there's greater respect for the environment because of what they do and how they're helped. Small farmers then have a stronger position in the markets. They're not just sidelined because they haven't got the power to bargain, because they get together in cooperatives. And there's a closer link between them and us, or us and them. Okay, next slide. Tradecraft is one of those fair trade organisations, but there are many others. You know, you can go to the supermarket now and there's lots of fair trade goods. But we decided, we did this many years ago in our previous church for years and years, we're going to have a fair trade store once every other month in church, just really to encourage us to look at fair trade goods and to buy it. Not to buy it here if you want, but preferably to buy it in a supermarket or where you go normally shop. So we're going to do that. Next slide. Secondly, we've just launched a project to make Caen a fair trade town. And Devizes is a fair trade town, Trowbridge is a fair trade town, Marlborough is a fair trade town. Wiltshire is trying to become a fair trade county if enough towns become fair trade towns. So we've launched that, we've got the support of the town council and the area board. And while I was talking to the area board, I was explaining to them about the project and would they support us. Somebody spoke about what benefits is it for the town. And I started to talk about that and I was floundering a bit, and Tom Rounds stood up and made a very good explanation of what fair trade is really about. It's about us helping others. So I thanked him for that afterwards. So that's a big project because, next slide. We're going to be talking to cafes, shops, businesses, churches, community groups, schools, particularly schools, and we have to get people involved. We've got two councillors on our new committee, and it's growing, the committee. I've got some more people coming on because we've got a lot of work to do, but we're going to try and get fair trade status by the end of 2018. That's quite a task, but we're going to have a jolly good try. So we're looking for support, you know, from all those, and particularly from churches. Now, some churches, of course, like us, we do serve fair trade coffee and tea and so on. Others started and then stopped, so we've really got to get going. And once we've got fair trade status, we've got to keep it, and we have to be audited, so we've got to keep it. So we keep going and making it better and better and better. Next slide. I'm going to end with two very short videos. They're only 2 minutes each. The first one is a dramatised story about perhaps an unintended consequence of unfair trade. And the second one is just about meeting people that are involved with fair trade.
Hello there. Can I talk to you about an incredible offer today? We're a company called Farley & Bell. Yeah. And what we do is we deliver the freshest fruit and produce sourced from around the world.
High quality and low prices.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah?
If you'd like to come over here, we've got a delivery slot Wednesday about 2 o'clock. Is that all right?
Hello, sir. We have your delivery. Come on up. Come on. Are you okay?
Excuse me.
What's going on, mate? Sorry.
Why are there children here?
You want low prices? This is what we have to do.
So you're going to take these kids and you're going to be delivering at other places, are you?
These are workers.
You can't have kids carrying heavy boxes.
If I'd have known about this, I wouldn't have ordered. I felt awful seeing that. I didn't know that sort of thing happened.
It really puts things into perspective.
Sometimes you just don't think about what's behind the cheap price. You get drawn in by
a deal and pretty packaging.
Fair trade is actually really important to me because it just represents something that I, as an ordinary person, can do to make a difference in the world. If I just buy this product, I know that that farmer has been paid fairly, and I think that's a theory that should go across any produce. And the fact that fair trade is actually a grassroots movement, it's about people wanting to make a difference, is actually, I think, part of the reason why people trust fair trade, because it didn't come from large corporations. It was actually just individual people saying, we want producers to be paid fairly.
This morning we've come down to a Tesco store and an Asda store because we're campaigning to make bananas fair. We want Tesco and Asda to stock more fair trade bananas as an independent assurance that they're doing the right thing and treating banana farmers and workers fairly.
I support fair trade because it means that I know when I buy something that it means the person that produced it gets a fair price. This is really about people and having a connection with those that produce things for you.
They benefit and we benefit by their wonderful products.
Young people seem so much to have taken fair trade to heart. There are now more than 1,400 fair trade schools in the country. That's the future, that's the next generation of fair trade campaigners.
It doesn't become a charity, a movement, it becomes more of an entire notion in itself that is a part of everyday life.
So it's been absolutely brilliant to witness the growth in the number of fair trade towns, the number of fair trade schools, but of course there's so much more that we still need to do because there's so many farmers that still are not part of the fair trade system. So I hope that we'll just keep looking forward and keep working hard for fair trade.